What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourself. So today, I got a doubleheader here. I'm going to do this podcast. I'm going to throw out the next one, which both are cool, but I'm really looking forward to each one, but the next one as well. So this episode, I'm going to talk about what's really interesting, what they found out is that when, okay, first let me preface this. This is going to be about two NASA astronauts who are identical twin brothers. The only two astronauts that are twins in NASA's entire history. Okay, so that's really interesting by itself, but that's not all. Of course, why would I even do a podcast about that? The really interesting is what they found out when they sent one of the brothers into space and brought them back and found out some very, very interesting things about the effects, genetic, skeletal, muscular, but specifically in their DNA. So let's get to that. So for years, we've always thought that there would be some bone density issues. They fortified astronauts with calcium, made them do exercise, made sure that they were stronger, you know, in space as there was less gravitational pull on them, giving them less daily exercise and keep up their energy. But to research the long-term effects of space travel on the human body and the mind, NASA conducted a unique project called the Twin Study. The test subjects were the identical twin brothers, Scott and Mark Kelly. Both were astronauts, which made them ideal for this. And in 2015, Scott Kelly flew up to the International Space Station, or the ISS, where he lived for a whole 340 days, basically a year. He survived what is now the single longest space mission in history. Most of the astronauts stay aboard the ISS for 6 months at a time. He stayed for like basically a year. They wanted a full year. Why do we need a full year? Come on, we can get enough information off of a few months. But again, this was their study. So what they found was that when Scott returned to Earth after nearly a year-long voyage, he was a whole 2 inches taller than when he had left. Man, I need to go to space to get a couple inches. Additionally, his body mass decreased, which makes sense. He probably, you know, wasn't exercising as much as he would have with the pull of Earth's gravitational forces here. And his gut bacteria was completely different. That's really interesting to me, because you would think the gut bacteria really wouldn't change a whole lot. But apparently it did. Maybe it had to do with like the air they were breathing there versus the air they're breathing here. I don't know. The most noteworthy change, though, is that Scott's gene expression changed significantly. This marvel was outlined by NASA's preliminary findings, and the Kelly brothers were tested quite extensively before they took this trip, right? They're going to take the blood samples, tissue samples, stomach, you know, bacteria samples, I mean, everything, anything they can think of, they're going to take, right? I mean, this is a massive, massive undertaking. Most of the changes that Scott experienced were physical, and they were temporary. But bodily changes occurred due to low gravity and the low oxygen environment of space. Shortly after returning to Earth, he shrunk down to his initial pre-flight height. What did not change, however, were the genes that were involved in bone formation, DNA repair, oxygen deprivation, and immune system responses. NASA researchers theorized that this was due to the unusual type of stress of space. So One of the twin study researchers stated that oftentimes when the body encounters something foreign, an immune system response is activated. The body thinks there is a reason to defend itself, and we know there are aspects of being in space that are not a pleasant experience. And this is the molecular manifestation of the body's response to that stress. So the results of the twin study, they should help the NASA researchers figure out why and how space genes, quote unquote, activate. Once the effects are known, longer manned space missions will be able to be planned. And according to the space agency, Scott Kelly's year in space was a quote unquote humongous stepping stone to a 3-year mission to Mars. So this is really fascinating, because we have a few different things that come into question in my mind. The height thing really doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me. It makes sense. You're going to get longer. Your muscles are going to get longer because they're not going to be as constricted as they are on Earth. So they're going to be longer, more relaxed in space. You're going to get 2 inches taller, along with the bone density, apparently. Maybe the immune system kicks in and pushes more calcium in. What else happens here? His gut biome changed. Now that's what's really interesting to me. I want to find out what happened with his gut biome. Like, was it more efficient? Was it less efficient? Did it make them more sick? Did it make them more healthy? Because we all know that the gut biome is really the second brain of the human body. So I'd be curious to find out a little bit more about that. One of the things that I think is really fascinating is that the DNA changed. His genome changed. Like, it actually decided that we're going to make ourselves different and we need to do this now. And when they came back, boy, did they have a totally different genetic makeup. I mean, like, they weren't aliens per se, but when you look at the DNA as opposed to a regular earthbound human, it was quite different. Their bone formation, DNA repair, oxygen deprivation, and immune system responses were all changed. Very, very fascinating stuff. And it's cool because they had these two twins to work on and try to figure out, what's going to be the best case scenario here. Which twin do we send up? Which twin do we not? It was Scott and Mark Kelly. It's interesting because one of the brothers has this, like, kind of creeper mustache, and then the other one's all clean shaven, and the one with the creeper mustache kind of looks like he's the drinker of the two. And then the other twin is like the clean cut, I drink water and vegetables only type brother. So, I wonder, I mean, you gotta think that NASA would have said, hey, you guys got to get on the same diet. You got to get on the same exercise regimen. We want you guys to be as close as humanly possible so that we can make this a fair fight and get as much data as we can out of this experiment. Because it was a huge undertaking for, both brothers, but especially the one that went into space. So what do you think? Which brother would you rather be? Would you want to be the one that hangs out on the space station for 340 days? I gotta tell you, after about day 10, you got to get pretty damn bored up there. It doesn't look like they have an awesome lounge area, a movie theater, a place to relax, really. How do you sleep with zero gravity and be comfortable? You strap yourself down. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't want to be that brother. I mean, as much as I want to go to space, I don't want to go to space in zero gravity. That doesn't seem fun. Like, if you have, like, create artificial gravity created so it feels exactly the same as Earth, okay, maybe. But yeah, nah, not in that. Not for 340 days, that's for sure. But there's a lot of people that are paying for it, aren't there? Jeff Bezos and a lot of these, him coming back with the cowboy hat on saying, yeehaw, what a ride, and stuff like this. These millionaires, billionaires, man, they trip me out. But yeah, I mean, it is an interesting study. I'd like to know more about the DNA changes. How long are they lasting? Are they lasting, for the past 7 years since this happened? It was 2015. I mean, maybe it was 2016 when he came back because it started in 2015. What do you what would you hope to get out of this? Would you hope to have you that your body was stronger after it comes back? Would you care because you went into space and you got to experience that and you didn't care that your body changed a bit? What if they found that by going to space that they were able to cure some diseases? That would be interesting because there's less of a load on your body. This this idea was sort of glimpsed at in the movie Contact, where the benefactor who was helping Jodie Foster with her research and just giving her money and pushing her along ended up in space taking care of his cancer, and he stated that while he was in space, floating around, that it was less eating his body up, and he was able to live a little bit longer to see her make it to the end of her journey, which I thought was pretty magical and is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, take a look at Contact if you haven't seen it. I mean, that's the quintessential, like, wanting to travel to the stars movie. There's lots of great ones out there, including the Voyagers, going back in the day. But this is a fascinating study. I'll leave it at that. Keep it short and sweet, and I'm going to move on to the next podcast, because the next one is really, really cool. Has to deal with some new information that came out about an old case and possible video evidence. So hang on to your seats, jump into the next podcast, and we'll join you there. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. This is the pre-Halloween episode, so I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question that universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.